Very well. I mean, for a first year of growing on this scale, we've done very well. We've learning a lot of things. Very promising results to date, and looking good.
We're standing in the crop right now. When do the harvesters come in?
This harvest should be in shortly, Matt. We're just waiting for getting all the logistics organised and a few final things like that, and hopefully within the next 2 or 3 weeks we'll be out here harvesting.
Yeah, because has it been easy getting hold of the necessary machinery?
We've got some good local contractors. We're using local people wherever possible to do the project. We've had people right from Darwin right down through to Katherine doing a lot of the different operations in the block, ranging from security to spraying to fencing. So there's a lot of money come into the local economy through the project.
So once it's harvested, tell me the story of what's happening to these NT poppies.
Well, once they're harvested, they'll be transported down to our processing factory in Melbourne. And there, basically, we will crush the capsules and then run them through our factory to basically extract the alkaloid morphine from the capsules. And we're one of only about 8 or 9 companies in the entire world that are actually licensed to process poppies legally.
So you're confident that the quality of this first commercial crop is good enough to turn into a product?
Most definitely. So otherwise, we wouldn't be harvesting it.
Yeah,
No,
well, that's a
that's it. No, we're in. We'll be in, and we'll learn a bit more about the yields and things as once we've harvested the crop. But for a first trial on such a scale as this, it's gone well. As I say, there's a few things we're learning. It is quite different up here in a number of cases in relation to growing poppies in southern areas. But we've been working with local agronomists, which has been great. So between our own field staff and the agronomists, we're gradually learning a lot about growing the crop and fine-tuning it. And as we go on, we get better and better.
So what are some of the key things you have learnt that you're able to share with us?
Weed control is important in the tropics. I think that's the case in any crop in the tropics. Some of the products that they act slightly differently up here because of the heat and conditions. You've got to make sure you keep right on top of your monitoring, and perhaps use some products might not last quite as long up here as they would do under temperate conditions, but it's a bit cooler. But that said, we've been keeping a close eye on that to make sure that we've adjusted what we've been doing, and we'll just go from strength to strength basically as we learn more and more about how you grow poppies under territory conditions.
Is harvesting in October ideal?
I think in future what we'll be doing to look is to probably plant the crop slightly earlier, and probably be looking to harvest in sort of late September maybe in future. A lot depends on just how fast the crop grows. And what we found this year is the crop's grown a lot faster than in previous trials, whether it's been warmer or hotter or whatever conditions as a result of it. So once again, as you get more experience and you've got a few years under your belt, you'll get a stronger understanding of just how quickly the crop grows and when's the best time to plant and how long it will take before it's ready to harvest. So it's a learning exercise on a grand scale, but we've learned a lot, and we'll just get better and better as we go, basically.
Tell me about the security of this crop. There's a bit to see here.
Yeah, the area's pretty secure, and that's all in relation to our license conditions. And we're working very closely with the Property Authority and the Department of Prime Industries to make sure that we're meeting all of their security requirements. So we've got physical security in terms of fencing. Some alarm systems. We don't like to talk about it too much because to maintain the security. And we've also got some people monitoring the crop as well. So there's a number of different layers of security got out here to make sure that absolutely nothing happens to the crop.
Is that normal? If I go to Tasmania, is that what I see?
The level of security that we've got here is higher than you would see in a Tasmanian crop. And I think that's, once again, it's a new crop here and we're learning and just finding out just how secure it does need to be. And we'll see as we go. And we've had absolutely no breaches, security breaches in the crop. It's gone very well, no issues like that at all.
So if the harvest goes well, the processing end goes well, what's next for TPI in the territory?
Well, I suppose we'd be working in conjunction with the government and people like Tipperary Stations to sort of step by step looking at potential for growing, expanding the area. And it's all part of getting access to land that's suitable you've got to have good quality, you know, reasonably good soil for growing poppies on. So as we find out all those things, we can gradually expand the crop area.
And so for cattle stations, are the growers in the territory listening? Mm-hmm. Is it stacking up as a viable cropping option?
We think poppies have got a future in the territory, yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
Thank you.
Where we're standing in the poppy crop on Tipperary Station, due to be harvested in the next week or so, and also here is the Territory's Minister for Primary Industry. Legislation passed last year, if I remember rightly, to make this happen, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. We really worked very, very hard on a couple of pieces of legislation to make this possible. First of all, we changed the Pastoral Lands Act, which came into effect on the 1st of January last year. And that allowed for diversification, so for this type of cropping to occur on pastoral properties. And the second thing was, of course, the Poppy Control Act, which we really got from start to finish in record times, about 6 months, which is amazing for a brand new piece of legislation to make this a legal crop in the territory.
Yeah. And so, standing here, what's your thoughts?
Oh, look, it's fantastic to be here. Actually, I'm. Not what I expected. Of course, we're at the late stages of the crop, so it's been sprayed with Roundup to basically kill the plants, allow the pods to dry out, and then they'll be harvested very shortly. But you know what I see here, Matt, is some huge potential. You know, this is a small commercial trial. It's 100 hectares. Let's hope that the yield from the pods that I'm holding in my hand right now mean that the crop can go forward, and TPI and other companies, if they're interested in coming to the territory, can expand this industry here.
Yeah, from your conversations with TPI and perhaps what you've heard from other growers in the territory, do you feel like this could be something that gets big in the next 5-10 years?
Well, look, certainly, you know, companies like TPI are making all the right noises and saying that they want to expand the industry. They're looking to diversify where they're growing poppies currently, and they've got their what they're doing in Tasmania, of course. They've moved into Victoria, and the very friendly state, or very friendly territory of the Northern Territory, and we welcome this type of development up here. I'd love to see the Northern Territory being the centre of poppy production for Australia. If the potential is there, if the yields are there, if these guys can make it work, then it does provide plenty of opportunity for local businesses, and I know for a fact that some of the local businesses around Katherine and even Darwin are benefiting from this particular crop being grown out here.
Yeah, even at this size?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. We've got contractors that are involved, you know, local Katherine contractor involved in the spraying. You know, there's obviously security firms involved as well. So there's lots of local content here, so it's good for the territory, good for the economy.
So finally, as a former police officer, did you ever think you'd be standing in an opium poppy crop, spruiking the benefits?
Well, no. I guess I had a different hat on back in those days, and thinking if I was in a place like this, we'd have the biggest bust in the Northern yeah. Territory's history. But that said, I have stood in amongst some very, very large marijuana crops in my time as a police officer. I remember going back in the, about 1987 or late 86, and King River. Crop was busted by the task force down there, and standing amongst plants that were, you know, sort of 6 or 7 feet high, and quite amazing to see. I've moved a long way since then, but to be standing in a crop of legal poppies is absolutely fantastic. And as I say, if we can grow this industry, if the yields here are good, and I'd love to see the territory being the poppy capital of Australia.